The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. It's a Saturday afternoon, and I know it's probably been a minute or so, and I'm trying to catch up as much as and fast as possible. Don't forget, people, we're available on iTunes. If you go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow, you'll find us there. And if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find this show plus others. And, of course, my blog, iWatchMike.com. So I'm going to jump into Season 4, Episode 16, episode called Broken Hearts. It actually aired March 23rd on the CW, so I'm a bit behind. Yes, trying to get caught up because we got the premiere episode. It returns, Arrow, brand new season, October 5th. So I'm excited. So I got my notes here, and I'm just going to kind of go through these as fast as possible, just for the fact that everybody's out of the house, so I think I can do this. So shout out to everybody that's been retweeting, sharing, all that good stuff. I appreciate the love. I'm just a fan of Arrow. I don't know anything about Green Arrow in the comics. I just like the show, and I'm just a fan of the show. So let's see here. I'm looking at my notes here. This was the episode where the sexy Cupid came back, which I like her because she's hot, and she's pretty badass. I'm kind of curious how she learned to fight. I don't remember. Does anybody remember out there? But she's a hot little redhead. I like her. While this is going on, we got Damian Dark is finally in court. So he's dealing with that kind of crap, thinking he's going to get out of it. But, of course, Detective Lance takes the stand and pretty much outs himself to helping this criminal and pretty much ruins, you know, somewhat his career. It looks that way, right? Damon Dark's not a happy camper. Let's see here. I know that the last episode I was, it's obvious that, we had Felicity breaking up with Oliver. In this episode I have here in my notes, this whole funny smart ass way of acting towards Oliver. I wasn't a fan. You know, I've been a big fan of Felicity for a very, very long time. And I know there's probably people out there that are like, my Oliver didn't tell her she had it. I don't care. There's a reason why. It's not like Oliver was dating Laurel on the side. He had a kid, and the only way he was going to be able to see or be involved if he didn't tell anybody. So I'm totally on Oliver's side on this, and I think Felicity definitely took it overboard. I don't know. I just think that the way that she was, it was just not cool. And then just throwing out smart-ass jabs while the team could hear that. It's just – I just found it tacky, and I did not like Felicity in this episode at all. Let's see here. The whole fake wedding thing, I really thought – I'm not going to lie. The whole – when they faked the wedding to get Sexy Cupid there, and Oliver pretty much expressed his feelings, finally getting a chance because Felicity couldn't do anything and run or walk away or whatever. You know, I got a little teary-eyed. I'm not going to lie. I have it in my notes right here. It just when Felicity was going to say something, which I think – fingers crossed she was going to be like, I forgive you. But, you know, with her, you never know. But then the Sexy Cupid ruins that whole thing. And then, you know, Felicity gives her heart-to-heart girl talk, which then, once again, makes Oliver think, okay, I might have a chance. And then instead of that – she's like, I'm going to quit the team because I can't be around you. Oh, my gosh. Give me a break. Yeah, I just wasn't. She really made me mad this episode. So, but other than that, that's pretty much it. And that's how I got my blood boiling. I wish I would have got my blood boiling with the action because there was action, but Felicity just overpowered that. You know, it's just like if you had like a nice dish on the table and you're about to eat it. And then you're like, oh, this has too much pepper. I can't taste the fish. Felicity was the pepper. Yeah. All right, people. Thumbs up on this episode. If I had to give it a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 7. It was cool, you know? Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, there you go. So that's pretty much it. All right. So if you want to check out more of my recaps, reviews, all that good stuff, see if anybody joins me during these reviews, feel free to go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow. You'll see me right there, my little picture, the little bald headed guy with a little goatee. It's a little cartoon character. And then audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is the spot to go to if you don't have iTunes. iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. And if you haven't downloaded Good Shows, and if you have downloaded Good Shows, find me, Mike the Movie Guy. If you haven't, it's a brand new app. It's for TV fans, movie fans. It's a cool little community. It's kind of like Get Glue and TV Tag. So jump on there and check it out. Mike the Movie Guy is me. So follow, and I'll follow you back, and we can talk Arrow. That's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with more Arrow. Yep, because I have to catch up. All right, peace.
The Arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the Arrow.
Oh, you don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Darhk.